are launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site for free. So head over there and dig that. freetalklive.com. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And Mark, you wanted to tell us about an update about the Whittler that was shot to death in, I believe it was Seattle, if I'm recalling correctly. I don't have the story in front of me.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
But, he was just sitting out on the stoop or somewhere out in public and just whittling away on a piece of wood with a knife. And
the story's right here.
You're not allowed to do that in Seattle.
John T. Williams, the woodcarver, fatally shot by a Seattle police officer on August the 30th. Was struck by four bullets on the right side of his body, indicating he was not facing the officer at the time the shots were fired. The attorney representing the Williams family said on Tuesday, there's nothing looking like he was facing toward him, Seattle attorney Tom Ford said of Williams' position as the officer fired. It's all on the right side. Ford, in an interview with the Seattle Times, provided a portion of an autopsy report prepared by the King County Medical Examiner's Office relating to the gunshot wounds. Ford questioned whether the officer needed to shoot if Williams wasn't directly facing him. Where's the threat, he said. Seattle police had previously said, now listen to this, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, when you're listening to this, I want you to listen to what the police have said and how their story changes. You can apply it to this case, and you can apply it to when you hear stories in the future, because I believe that they put whatever front they put out, and then as the evidence comes in, their story changes to fit the evidence. Mm-hmm. If you did this in real life and you weren't a cop, you will go to prison because they don't like it when the story changes. They believe that you're guilty when your story changes.
Right.
It's the reason I spent 9 years in prison, because I tried to lie for somebody whom I believed was my friend. And I should have just gone ahead and told the truth if I was going to talk at all. So Seattle police have previously said the officer, Ian Burke, fired four rounds from a distance of 9 or 10 feet. But police officials have not disclosed where Williams was struck and how many times or the precise positions of Burke or Williams. Sergeant Sean Whitcomb, the department's chief spokesman, said he couldn't comment on autopsy results because of confidentiality rules governing the investigation. Sergeant Rich O'Neill, the president of the Seattle Police Department's Officer Guild, said Tuesday that he could not comment on the shooting investigation, but O'Neill said in general, an armed person who is standing sideways to an officer can still pose a threat. Burke, 27, shot Williams on Boren Avenue and Howell Street after he stopped his patrol car at a red light and saw Williams carrying a small knife that turned out to be used for carving. Okay, it's a pocket knife, everybody, and this officer was not called for a dangerous man wielding a knife.
He just saw him.
This is a guy who stops at a red light and says, oh, there's a guy with a knife. Let me go screw with him.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go murder him.
Because every guy with a knife is a danger, right?
According to him.
Mm-hmm. Williams 50, who was a member of the New Chabnolf First Nations in British Columbia, ignored three commands to drop the knife, police officials said. The department originally said Williams advanced on Burke, but later retreated on that statement. Video from a camera in Burke's patrol car, which hasn't been made public, why not? Why wouldn't they make this video from the patrol car public?
Gee, I wonder.
Shows Williams crossing the street in front of Burke and moments later the officer crossing in front of his car to the northwest corner of Boren and Howell. Deputy Police Chief Nick Mentz said in August the 31st news briefing, the camera did not capture the video of the shooting, but Burke can be heard in an audio recording ordering Williams three times to drop the knife. Williams collapsed on the sidewalk along Howell Street where he is pronounced dead. Williams had been standing and facing north when he was struck by the shots, Ford said, citing witness accounts. Burke had approached Williams from the side in an east-to-west direction, stopping just to the east of Williams.
Wait a minute. Didn't this man understand that when a guy in a uniform yells at you, you are supposed to do every single thing that he says? He deserved to die.
He wasn't following orders.
Right.
Right. You know,
that was clearly his superior. That man is clearly in charge. You should do everything that the man in the uniform says or you will be killed. That is the free country that we live in. Now, if you freedom isn't free, everybody, it means you do whatever they tell you to do, whenever they tell you to do it. That's the price you pay to be free.
So if the officer found this guy with a small knife, not, you know, like,
this is a knife.
It's a whittling knife. I mean, not that kind. It's a whittling knife.
Yeah, this wasn't a Rambo knife or anything.
If he found him dangerous, really, like, you don't have a taser?
These are the same guys that shoot dogs because they're so scared.
I'm
scared. Officer safety.
This guy wasn't facing towards him. I find this whole thing to be just a guy who's itching to use his gun.
Uh-huh.
He's probably been asked several times by several people, hey, you ever had to use your gun? And it just eats at him that he hasn't been able to do it.
He's got a bullet in his pocket.
Williams shot once in the right was shot once in the right chest with an exit wound in his left armpit, according to the autopsy report. Mm. The second shot entered the right side of Williams' chin with an exit wound in the left side of his chin. He was shot a third time in the upper right arm. The round exited the arm and then re-entered and exited his chest. Mm. The fourth shot struck Williams' forearm, exiting through the upper arm. So, you know, guy shoots four times, hits the guy. He's not very far away.
Now, the theory, as I understand it, and if we got any law enforcement officers listening, you're welcome to clarify, but the theory of responding to force with an equivalent or, you know, slightly larger amount of force in order to put a stop to the force that's being brought against you is what the police are supposed to be doing, right? If somebody is coming at a police officer and they are posing an imminent threat to their person and their safety, then the police officer is allowed to use a certain level of force in order to subdue that person, preferably to keep them alive. This man, there's no evidence that he was coming at the police officer.
Oh, I'm not done with the story because it gets more interesting. There's more evidence in the story.
Sure, sure.
To some extent, you're just trying to figure things out when you read these things initially. Yeah. But so
I'm just saying that clearly this officer used more force than was necessary to put a stop to this guy. He wasn't a threat in the first place because he was just sitting there whittling.
You'll figure this out really, really quick, Ian.
All right.
Let me read this. It's not been disclosed in which hand Williams was carrying the legal 3-inch folding knife. I mean, what are you going to do with a 3-inch knife?
Not much.
Stick somebody in the neck, I suppose, would be probably the best thing that you could do with your 3-inch knife.
We could whittle.
Yeah, we can whittle. The 3-inch folding knife was recovered at the police scene. The autopsy report said it was also noted a pair of headphones attached to an AM/FM radio were found with Williams' body.
Oh my God.
The report didn't specify which headphones, where the headphones were retrieved. Williams' family said he probably didn't even hear the officer command him to drop the knife because he was deaf in one ear and wearing headphones.
That was actually going to be my question was, if this guy turned out to be deaf, and turns out he was, at least partially, then how is it appropriate notice for a cop to just stand over far away from him and shout at him? How does that qualify?
Well, I don't know what you do, but you don't pull out, you know, if you've got a guy with a 3-inch knife who's not responding to what you tell him, I mean, I could understand what position the officer's in. Once the officer says, put down the knife, then what do? You can't really just say, well, I guess he didn't put it down and I'm going to walk away because, you know, you've got this whole authority thing that you're keeping going here.
You must be obeyed.
But the next step, Burke, isn't to pull out your gun and shoot the guy. Because there's a lot of things in between a guy who's not really looking at you, paying attention to you, holding a 3-inch knife, and shooting him dead. So, you know, maybe you call for backup. Maybe you keep an eye on the guy. Maybe you hit him with a taser. Maybe you do a lot of different things that don't include pulling out your service weapon and shooting the guy four times. Four times!
Mm.
Do you have to shoot a man who has a 3-inch knife four times?
Adrenaline.
Once you've shot once, you might as well shoot three more, right?
You know nothing's going to happen to this
guy. No, of course not.
Right. You know, and we have to, again, say that we don't hear about all the good cops who use good judgment, but when we see a knucklehead like this, we have to bring it to your attention because we have to prevent this from happening to other people.
Yeah, so, I wish that the cops, there weren't stories like this where they use really poor judgment. But the fact is, they're swelling their ranks all the time, insert new cop program, and of course you're going to get guys that use their weapons poorly. And I'm not trying to say the cops from the past were always righteous or anything like that, but they need to be able to fire the bottom 10%. This guy's in the bottom 10%.
More coming up.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military.
Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. They're free. Head on over there, freetalklive.com. And one of the many free features we have is our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. Other listeners are there in the chat room, which is built into the same page as the webcam, though the page is set up to where you can pop them both out into their own pages if you want to. So go on over to cam.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. Watch and listen all for free, thanks to Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. It's an incredible discount, 99% off on optical transceivers at MemoryDealers.com. They're in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, MemoryDealers.com.
We're telling you, Mark, you were giving us an update on the story out of Seattle about the man that was sitting down out in front of, I think it was his house somewhere, he's just sitting down whittling. Had himself a 3-inch blade, and he was just whittling away and had some headphones in, listening to some of his favorite tunes, and probably didn't even know or was vaguely aware of the man who was shouting at him from 10 feet over to his right, because the bullets entered his right side and passed through him and went out his left.
Yeah, my mind began to glaze over when I was reading the who was where and what and eastbound and to the west side and all that stuff. But
pretty
I
sure
didn't draw a picture.
I'm pretty sure it said that the bullets entered his right side.
Yeah, it entered his right side.
Wouldn't it be fairly visible if he had headphones on that the police officer should have seen that?
You know, actually, no. When you have those little buds in, sometimes, especially, this guy is of American Indian descent.
Maybe
type.
The long hair. Maybe the hair was
he
over.
Definitely
his ears.
Has longer hair. There's a picture of him smiling here with a little, pirate hat on or something like that.
He looks like a happy guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you know, they
sure
got the nicest looking picture they could of the guy. I'm sure it's the one that they had at his memorial service. And, you know, these things could very well have been obscured in his ears.
Yeah.
But, you know, I remember when I was a kid that there was a TV thing on where you were supposed to get a gun and pretend you were a police officer and, you know, pull the gun when the time came. And this was supposed to be a real training exercise for police. And there was a guy who came up on you who reached into his pocket and pulled out a card that says "I'm deaf" and showed it to you. Like you could have drawn down and shot this guy, and so the police are trained to deal. So hopefully,
supposedly,
at one point were trained. I mean, you know, that was the idea. They were trained to deal with situations. I mean, they must be dealing with people with handicaps all the time. And this guy's deaf, and he had deaf in one ear,
partially
and had
deaf,
headphones
yeah.
in. So he could very well have had headphones in only one ear. Right?
Said very
can't
well.
Hear in the other one.
Right.
So he could just have the plug in one ear. These little buds, they're barely visible.
Yeah. So the guy's sitting there whittling. He didn't know what was going on. Presumably ends up getting shot 4 times and murdered by this police officer.
Right. And I want to make it clear, it's not like it's okay to shoot somebody who's got a 3-inch blade in their hand who's not responding to you.
It would only,
there's no circumstance where that's okay.
I would agree with you, but I bet you they will find that this was an okay circumstance.
Well, they have to, otherwise the police department would be liable.
No, now, they won't be liable for what? What would they be liable for?
For paying for, if the cop shot somebody who wasn't shouldn't have shot, they're going to have to pay off.
The family will have a wrongful death suit against the police
if they
department.
Find that they did wrong. They,
indeed, so the city, the department will be liable. And the Seattle Times is behind this one, which to me says that. And we, you know, Free Talk Live, we actually know one of the reporters over there.
We do.
We do.
Okay.
I'm glad you're
taking
the
word for it.
They're on the job, so, you know, maybe something will happen here, maybe it won't. But it's still, like, it's a solution for the family, but it isn't a solution for society.
Or for the guy that's dead.
Well, there's never going to be a solution for
right.
the guy that's dead. But
somebody's going to be next. Somebody.
Think about it. If the cops shoot you, wouldn't you like your family to get $1 million or something
nice.
Like
yeah,
that? Okay, so it is a solution for the dead guy to some extent. He's got his ultimate solution, but there's a, you know, some sort of secondary, tertiary.
But it's not going to stop
solution.
It the next time.
It doesn't stop. It doesn't handle accountability because the police department doesn't actually pay this.
The taxpayers do.
This officer Birch isn't going to actually have to pay it. I mean, the worst case scenario, he goes to jail for for some kind of homicide, involuntary manslaughter or something like that. But that still doesn't pay that doesn't handle the solution. The problem is that these cops are improperly incentivized.
So there you have it. Yet another example of the police just. They're likely going to get away with murder again on this particular case. They almost 99 times out of 100, these cops get away with murdering and arson and hurting people. And, in fact, Mark, you mentioned during one of the breaks, and I think it behooves being mentioned on the air since it's a related story, there was a libertarian guy down in Vegas, or somewhere in Nevada. Jim Dunsing?
Yeah.
That we talked about on the air. Don't know if we – did we have him on the air to actually talk at one point?
I don't recall. I think we did.
I think he called in to tell us what transpired. But essentially, he was trying to get away from a cop.
Right. The guy had tased him and then shot him while he was being, like, zapped by the taser.
In the back.
He reacted in a, fashion where he's very – you know, he's getting tased. And so he's, like, his
animated
arm and leg motions are all over the place. He's completely – he's unarmed and the cop just shoots him.
In the back, I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And so the results came back from the so-called investigation on that one. And what did they find out?
Oh, it's completely righteous.
Of course, of course. Because it's A-okay to shoot people in the back if you're a police officer. Because the cops are scared. You never know what
they're
going to
do. This was a jury, as I understand it, that found this. So,
really?
It's disturbing.
So
I just don't...
All they have to do is just claim they were scared, officer safety, and that's all they need.
Here it is on his Facebook page. It says, Dunsing, verdict came back justified for all shooters and all rounds fired.
Mm.
It goes on here, and, you know, I sent my condolences to the guy. It says, click here for more information on the missing camera footage. The verdict surprised me. There was more than enough evidence to support a criminal, verdict, but because of how one side of the process is, I expected an excusable verdict. Justifiable is the equivalent of meritorious in this circumstance. So,
wasn't a surprise to me. The only thing that would surprise me in any of these cases is if they actually found the cop culpable of what he did.
You know, it's so hard when you know the guy. He's gotten shot in the back. I mean, he's unarmed. He wasn't unarmed in the sense that he didn't have a weapon, but he did not have it in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he wasn't threatening.
He's a gun instructor. He had a weapon on him. But they just shot the man.
Yeah, that's what they do. Protect and serve. Oh, except they don't mean you. You thought they meant you, right? At some point, you probably thought that. Maybe you know better now. But all kinds of people think the police are out there to keep them safe. But no, kind of like the military, they're there to protect their masters. They're there to protect the people that pay them. And that's not you and I. We don't choose. I don't choose to pay them. I pay them begrudgingly. I pay them because I'm afraid that these crazy men will come and throw my family and I out of my own home. That's the reason why I pay them. I pay them because I'm frightened of what they might do to me. Because they're
sadistic. Seems like it's for good reason.
They're sick, and they're antisocial, and they're sociopathic, and they're dangerous.
Some of them certainly manage to do that, and they don't get held accountable.
More coming up here. Your calls, welcome, about what you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything. That is the point of this show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Can bring up whatever you want. That's why we call this show Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features on the site there totally free. Head on over to freetalklive.com and you'll find various different things. In fact, we've got our own mobile site that Johnson and the rest of the technical crew put together, and it looks pretty sharp. You can go on your smart device to m.freetalklive.com to experience the mobile site, which basically gets you to things like our streams and our podcasts very easily. So go to m.freetalklive.com. And, Mark, if you've got, say, a young child in your life, what can you do?
Well, you know, he may be your child, maybe a niece, nephew, just the child of a friend. You know, Christmas is coming up, and it's a good idea to get those kids books about liberty because, it can be difficult to get the message of liberty out to young people, but books are the way that information's been being transferred for millennia. This is when you read something, you know, even as a child, it's much more an air of authority when it's read. And this book, it's called An Island Called Liberty. I read it to my son, Jack. He really loves it. He calls it Libby. He's 2.5. I'd say this book's probably aimed at like the 3 to 7 range. You can go see some pictures at freemarketunderdog.com. They've got some samples there. And if you use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL is in Free Talk Live, you'll save 10% on it. It's An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's continue here. Your calls about what you want. James is listening to WVBG in Vicksburg. Hey, James.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not too much. I figured we'd discuss the current topic at hand.
Sure.
Police shootings.
by all means.
All right, two quick questions. The first one is don't you think y'all might would have are going to a little extreme in y'all's characterization of police shootings in general? I mean, the part about I pay my taxes begrudgingly, or I'm scared they're going to come take my house. I mean, y'all are just characterizing, of course.
Well, I think that it's. I think you're clear that if you don't pay your taxes, that the police will come and take your house, right?
Well, I'm not sure the police will, but I mean,
the sheriff will. Let me tell you how it'll go down. Your house will be sold on the steps of the courthouse
it'll be at a tax sale,
city hall, some kind of tax sale, and somebody will then buy it. They will buy a piece of paper that says that they own your house. Then you. I would assume if you're going to act like you own your house, we'll still be in it. And then that person will get police officers to come and kick you out of their house because now they own it because the government sold a piece of paper that says that they did. So be clear that that's exactly how this organization, whether it's police or sheriff's department, that's how they're funded, right?
It's not an exaggeration.
I mean, if you hired Wackenhut or some other security agency, they're not going to kick you out of your house for not paying them. If you don't like their services any longer, you can just fire them, right?
Yeah, you're right. All right, my second question. You there?
Yeah, we're right here.
Yeah, well.
Okay. Hey, my second question is that also, you know, and I'm not disagreeing with you to a certain extent. I know that there's bad police officers out there. There's bad public service out there in every aspect. That's just the nature of the game. The second thing is that, you know, most of these unjustified, quote-unquote, police shootings, in which there are plenty out there, a lot of them, I'd say the vast majority of them, are horrible, tragic mistakes. And the lump sum, the majority of them into the corrupt, he did it on purpose, it's murder. The other guy that was giving me the definition and the way they're going to take my house, could you please give me a definition of murder?
Well, I mean, you know, a murder is a legal term. You know, obviously
yeah, exactly.
This is killing, but a murder is, you know, essentially the you know, taking somebody's life, you know, intentionally. I would say that's part of it, and
unjustifiably.
Yeah, it would be unjustifiable.
And you're right to.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. You're right to a certain extent, but the thing about it is, a murder in the legal term, you know, is different as you go from state to state. But if you want to get down to common law, murder is the planned intentional, which means that if I happen to be in the same place you are, and I don't know you and I don't even know where you're from, but if I'm in the same place you are, we get into an argument and I kill you, that's not necessarily murder. That'd be some type of homicide. It wouldn't be murder.
Actually,
murder,
that's second-degree murder. That's second-degree murder, pretty much.
Isn't homicide murder?
No. It's not. We can argue specifics, but murder is when I wake up in the morning and I say, I'm going to come kill so-and-so on the radio.
That's premeditated.
That's first-degree murder.
Yeah.
But listen, in all 50 states, if you pull out a gun and you shoot a guy who isn't threatening you, you're going to go down for murder. I mean, in all 50 states.
No, I know several that you won't.
I just don't understand what you're talking about. I mean, I spent 8.5 years in prison for murder. I have a reasonably good idea as to what the definition of that charge is.
Well, and I've put people in jail many times for murder. But the thing about it is that...
So you're a law enforcement officer?
I knew it.
I was. I'm not anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not anymore. I work in some type of public service,
okay.
But I'm not a police officer anymore. And, like, you know, a lot of police officers that called you a former police officer would be belligerent the way y'all were talking about. I can understand a lot of what y'all say, and to a certain extent, I can even meet you maybe halfway, not quite halfway, but I can meet you somewhere on middle ground. But the thing about it is, I think you're taking some of it to the extreme, and I think you lump people who do a trust service into a bad category.
I agree that there tends to be a certain level of lumping that goes on, and I try to temper that as much as I can. But what you need to understand is, in the same way that a police officer does their job day in and day out, they put on a bulletproof vest and they go out there, and some of them work in the toughest neighborhoods in America. Some of them don't.
Right. The majority of them don't.
They get a certain level of jaded, okay? And when you work as a radio talk show host who tries to expose government corruption on all levels, then you're going to get a certain level of jaded too. And I think that jaded comes out to some extent. Well, but one thing that's for sure is that, and I think you're going to agree with me, you said you'd come halfway, and one thing's for sure is that police officers are not judged on the same scale as you and I are.
That's right.
And so they have a certain level of flexibility in the law that normal people don't. And that results in for some guys getting sloppy. They don't have to be as rigorous about being right and being justified and being righteous and doing their job.
I will meet you halfway there, but you got to meet me here on this. Once charged, they're more vigorously prosecuted.
The cops are?
Yes.
I don't know. I couldn't.
Yes, never seen evidence
Once
for it.
Charged?
Never seen evidence charged. For it. Frequently, the charged. Police are.
I could say the same exact on the reciprocal. There's no evidence that they're given more leeway when not charged. You can say it, and it's pretty much common knowledge, but neither one of us can provide.
We have. I don't have the stories in front of me, but there have been stories of police who have done things like molesting young people and have been gotten a slap on the wrist in comparison to somebody who's say growing marijuana or something like that. I mean, the police are really. It's very rare that they face any kind of consequences.
However, I think that there's this instance that I will agree on is that sometimes there's this inside the office politics that goes on, and so what the you know, say a captain doesn't like you for whatever reason, then they'll look for anything, conduct unbecoming and all kinds of things to go after an officer. I've seen it myself. I worked very closely with law enforcement officers in the past. I've seen the, different cliques among the police go after each other. But what it seems like, and I've always been trying, since I've been doing the show, trying to figure out what it takes, how does this all work? And it seems like when a member of the public brings a charge up against an officer, they're less likely to get it to stick. But when the department brings charges up against an officer, they're much more likely.
Well said.
But even then, when it sticks, the punishment is nowhere near as severe for the officer as it would be for any of the rest of us. We've seen case after case where the cops get a little slap on the wrist and the rest of us would have been in jail for years. We'll come back. If you've got more, you're welcome to hang with us. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so head on over there, enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up with any major credit card and PayPal and some alternative options also available for you at amp.freetalklive.com, and get the perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines chat room. The amp-only, actually, I have the chat room. I don't even know if that still exists. Nobody ever used it. So the amp-only forum.
But we are striving every day to bring you more for your amplifier dollar.
The amp-only forum and amp-only podcast as well, which people use those. So head over there and go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. I think James is still with us. James in Vicksburg, listening to WVBG in Mississippi. James, are you there? Now, James, you are a former police officer. You've called in to call us out on the carpet for lumping all of the police together, which I can understand.
And I appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. And I always enjoy talking with law enforcement officers and former law enforcement officers, because I think they've got an interesting perspective, and they've certainly done a job that's unusual.
And we, you know, we always try to balance this, too, when we talk about these stories, that not all police officers do these things, and we don't hear about the good ones who do use restraint, who refrain from shooting people's dogs when they don't have to.
Right, right, true. I mean, obviously the stories of abuse are unusual, but it doesn't mean that the instances are unusual. When we hear about them, they're being reported because the cops get caught. Last night we talked about the two Philly cops that were busted because they were trying to rob another undercover officer of 20 pounds of marijuana and $3,000 in cash. You hear about these stories when they get caught. So what you don't hear about is all the times when they don't get caught and how many of them aren't getting caught at doing things. And I'm not saying there aren't good cops out there. I know for a fact that a lot of them got into policing for the right reasons, and they try to do the best they can, and they try to minimize the amount of damage that they cause people. And I understand all that. But some of the cops, even if they are good cops, still don't do everything they could, especially if they know there's corruption around. Like I think it was earlier this week we talked about a sheriff that was busted for being the top drug dealer in the county. And so what about the good cops in his department? Do you think there were any good cops? And if they were, would you think they were too scared to do anything about what was going on?
Well,
James, I think if you're on a cell phone, you may be in a bad cell. I'm going to tell you what. I'd like to keep you on if we possibly can. So are you still there?
Yeah, I'll call you back. Give me about 2 minutes.
All right, sounds good. We'll hear back from James here in just a moment at 800-259-9231 because you guys wanted to ask what's James's history? You know, why did he leave being a police officer? And hopefully he'll call back and we can find that out. But I understand why a police officer like James or former officer like James would be upset at what they hear on the radio. In fact, I was talking with one of the program directors of one of our southern stations down there, and of course, Mark, you and I were born in Florida, born and raised down that way, so we're somewhat familiar with the South. Some of the cops are really, really bad down there, like really, really bad. But nonetheless, one of the critiques that the program director gets about Free Talk Live, first of all, he wanted me to know that they love us in down there where he programs his radio station. I mean, the listeners love Free Talk Live, and thank you so much to everybody that listens to the show and says nice things to the radio stations. But he did point out the one critique that most people have about the show is that we're too hard on the cops. We're too hard on the cops. That's what he hears over and over. They still love the show, but well, that's the one thing they say.
You know, it's – so – I guess that this is, and I understand, I do. I am the guy who at one point or another was, you know, just pro-cop. The fact is, I believed in it. And it hasn't been that long. I came out of prison that way. I worked as the, you know, the guy who served the coffee to the officers. And I can swear on a stack of Bibles, I never spit in these guys' coffee. Never did it. 9 years of whatever of taking care of these guys, I did not do that. I am not that kind of guy. So, I understand. However, if you're going to look at the war of the government on your freedoms, if you believe that the government is a big monster that grows with tax dollars and that it is constantly encroaching on Americans' freedoms, who do you think the foot soldiers in that war are?
The police.
Who else could they be? Right? Who's the guy with the... Because, I mean, that's all government's got. Government is the force of a guy with a gun telling you what to do. And if there isn't the guy with the gun, they don't have the force. If the government was just a bunch of guys in suits that sent out letters that said, please pay your taxes, you have to pay your taxes. If they didn't have guys with the helmets on, the riot gear and the whole thing, then they wouldn't be able to enforce their measures. That's what they are. At the end of the day, government is force.
Yeah. And if there really were cops that were out there doing good, then and I know that some of them
there certainly are cops.
I know that they try to do their best in the circumstances they're given, but in my opinion, that's not good enough. If you want to do good, then you need to oppose evil, and it is not good to enforce evil. It is not good to enforce bad laws on good people. And I don't care about the excuses. Well, it's my job. Well, the legislatures are out there passing laws, and it's my job.
You voted for these people.
Right, you voted for them. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. And, in fact, most people didn't. In fact, the majority of people didn't.
The majority of people did not vote for the legislators who are in office.
Absolutely.
That is true across the board.
So it's
the majority of people didn't vote for the president. The majority of the people didn't vote for anybody around.
Right, especially the local yokels and the state senators and those folks. Those are definitely not elected by majorities, and nor would it matter if they were. I don't care if 75% of people voted for these people, and those people then passed some law. If what they've done has criminalized peaceful behavior, it is bad to enforce those laws. Just because something has been made into a law does not make it all of a sudden moral, doesn't make it all of a sudden good because somebody calling themselves a legislator wrote it down on a piece of paper and some other people raised their hands or said aye. It doesn't make it good. And I don't understand how anyone could think that it does. It's just some crazy brainwashing that's gone on here.
Well, most cops use discretion at some point or another in their
job. Sure, they do.
And,
sure.
You know, when they use that discretion,
great.
Hopefully they're using it in the right way. I mean,
good for them.
If discretion is letting your mom off from a speeding ticket, I understand. I would do the same thing. But, you know, that's probably not what people were thinking about when they were hiring you to protect and serve.
But, you know, a lot of cops are on edge, too, because you don't when you get pulled over, you don't know where they just were. You don't know what they just saw the day before, the night before. There's a lot of heinous crime scenes that the cops come in on.
Oh, and they deal with scumbags.
And they deal with a lot of scumbags, a disproportionate amount, vastly.
Not an excuse.
Compared to what we do. Having said that, there's no excuse for not using good discretion. They're expected to still use good discretion despite the fact of what they go through.
Let me use the spitting in the coffee example. If the Starbucks employee has to deal with 9 out of 10, people hyped up on caffeine that are jerks to them, that doesn't make it okay to spit in my coffee.
Or it doesn't make it okay to be a jerk at the register. It doesn't make it okay to not smile. It doesn't make it okay to treat the person poorly because you're in a bad mood. It's the sign of a professional who can deal with the differences in their customers.
And I
right?
have seen professionals, I've seen police officers conduct themselves in professional fashions more times than I can say, more times than I can count. And there's videos of it out there. I've certainly get a chance to see these things, and I can be very impressed with it. But I do think that the camera is the very best way to make sure that the police officer that you're dealing with is conducting himself in the most professional fashion possible.
Sure, and that's fine. Professionalism is fine. Obviously, I'd rather be kidnapped by a professional who's going to be nice about it than a thug. But you're still kidnapping people. And just because it's been written down on some piece of paper somewhere that, that person wasn't supposed to have that plant, well, that doesn't make it all right. And that doesn't make you good. When you're engaging in that behavior, you may be friendly, you may smile, you may be, gentle with the person as you're putting them in the car. That's great. I appreciate that. I'm glad I don't have any, broken bones or anything like that. I do have some marks on my wrist that have not gone away from the time I was lifted up by my hands.
Well, I think that you can reasonably assume that if you go limp, that they're going to have to pick you up somehow. And likely that way that they're going to pick you up is, the way they've cuffed you.
I'm just saying.
They're not going to get out a stretcher for you.
Well, the guy that was taking me away was, not being so nice, and that's why I wasn't being nice to him. But
he's probably a little frustrated that you're standing in front of his police.
Yeah. Well, don't kidnap people. He was kidnapping. He and his buddies were kidnapping a young lady from just sitting in the park, enjoying a beer. More coming up. Hour number 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.